It's 11 minutes to 9 on Breakfast, and James joins us now with some news headlines.
Yes, Fran, some sad news. A kidnapped British aid worker, Khalil Dale, has been found dead in Pakistan. The Taliban left a note identifying the remains and claiming responsibility. Sudan says more than 12,000 citizens from South Sudan will have to leave the country within a week. A local state governor saying their presence in Sudanese territory poses a threat to security and the environment. The Australian Foreign Minister, Bob Carr, is flying to Fiji today to assess if the military regime is making genuine moves towards restoring democratic rule in the country. And the federal opposition leader says the Prime Minister's move to suspend backbench MP Craig Thompson from the Labor Party won't end the crisis that's consuming the government. Tony Abbott has called on the independent MPs, Tony Windsor and Rob Oakeshott, to withdraw their support for the government, and he was on ABC News Breakfast a short time ago.
Look, there's no point moving a no-confidence motion until Mr Oakeshott and Mr Windsor wake up to themselves and start listening to their electorate. There's no point moving a no-confidence motion if the Prime Minister is still desperately clinging to the tainted vote of Mr Thompson. Now, the Prime Minister's numbers are shored up by a tainted member, Mr Thompson, and by Mr Oakeshott and Mr Windsor, who refuse to listen to their electorate, and those questions should be addressed to them. Why is Mr Oakeshott and Mr Windsor, why are they propping up a government which plainly their electorates want gone?
Opposition leader Tony Abbott. And clearly it's a frustrating time for the Labor government, not least for Greg Combe, who has an ambitious reform agenda, but he's faced with these matters unrelated to his climate change portfolio. Fran spoke with Greg Combe earlier.
You know, to be frank, I'm fed up with it. There's a lot of concentration on these issues, and I don't mean to trivialise them, nor do I mean to prejudge the individuals involved. They have a right to due process, but I think the Prime Minister's made the right call in dealing with them here because we do need to discuss the important issues for the future of the country and the reforms that the government is introducing to strengthen the economy and to ease the pressure on working families, and we're doing a lot in that respect. This is actually a reforming Labor government that is helping working people, helping retirees in this country in very significant ways, and those are the issues that are important to focus on.
Let's go to the important issues, because, as I say, the commentary today is that the Prime Minister has cut these two people loose because the reforms you've just listed there aren't getting any airplay. Let's go to the carbon tax. There's a report in the Sydney Morning Herald today suggesting the government is also planning an announcement to try and soften the impact of the carbon price. Is that correct?
No, it's not correct. We're introducing a very significant measure of household assistance to support people during the introduction of the carbon price. And you would have heard me perhaps say before that 9 out of 10 households will receive assistance through tax cuts or pension increases or other Commonwealth payments. But in fact, 4 million households and the lowest income households in the country will receive assistance that's at least 20% more than the expected average price impact.
Climate Change Minister Greg Combe. And, Fran, let me mention, we've been getting quite a bit of feedback this morning, indeed criticism of Michelle Grattan, who says in The Age this morning and on this program earlier that for the good of the Labor Party, Julia Gillard should resign as leader and as Prime Minister. And those certainly were tough comments, but there's another press gallery veteran using even stronger words. You remember yesterday the Prime Minister said she'd moved on Slipper and Thompson because they'd crossed a line? What line? Well, from earlier this morning, here's Channel 9's Laurie Oakes.
Well, what the line is she finally realised, and I can't imagine how anyone could be so slow that she didn't see it earlier. She finally realised that the storm had blown up. She couldn't get out of this. The public was outraged. The media was up in arms. This was one of her biggest misjudgments. That's saying something. And what this has done, really, is just focused attention again on Julia Gillard's lousy political judgment. I mean, she's hopeless. There's no other word for it, and that the public's recognised it, and caucus is finally having to come to grips with that. They refused to acknowledge it a couple of months ago in the leadership challenge, but after this, they're having to look at it, they're having to say to themselves, she keeps doing it, she can't blame Kevin Rudd this time, Kevin Rudd hasn't opened his trap for 2 months, and yet she's still stuffing everything up. That's the view that's growing in caucus.
Tough words from Channel 9's political commentator Laurie Oakes, speaking on his network earlier this morning. It's 6 minutes to 9 on Breakfast.